Why, hey there. My name is Darcy Jeremy. You're listening to another episode of the Business of Ergonomics podcast. Today, I want to talk about how to start. And what I've been doing over the past little while is just watching how my members of the Accelerate program are coming along in their progress. And I want to share with you what I've noticed certain key indicators of success are. So stay tuned. Let's jump into this right now. Welcome to the Business of Ergonomics podcast. I'm your host, Darcy Jeremy. I'm a board-certified professional ergonomist with over 15 years of experience delivering ergonomics programs to employers of all different types. In this podcast, I share what other healthcare professionals are already doing and being with ergonomics assessments and how to land those clients that you dream of. Without further ado, let's jump into this episode right now. You could be here listening to this podcast from a wide variety of backgrounds, and I appreciate you so much for doing that. It could be that you're already in the ergonomics field, you're doing ergonomics assessments, or you're already a healthcare provider and you're looking to add ergonomics assessments, the varied amount of services related to ergonomics, to what you're doing professionally in order to serve your clients better. There's so many ways to be doing this, but I want to talk about how to make the shift from doing that and starting your own side hustle, running things by your own terms, generating all your income for your family and yourself from your ergonomics and ergonomics-related services. That is what I want to talk about today. I think there's so much opportunity here, but it requires one major mindset shift, and it all stems from the idea of what you went to school for, whether it's OT, PT, kinesiology, safety, or the various other types of services and backgrounds that brought you here. Is that they're going to teach you how to be proficient at those skills, to be an employee, to be an employee in someone's clinic, to be an employee of someone's consulting firm, or maybe to run the ergonomics program of a large organization. And that's all well and good. To be successful at running your own business requires you to make a shift from doing all the things of being an employee to doing the most impactful things to be a CEO and to move your business forward. Sometimes this means that you're going to be doing things that you're not necessarily comfortable with. However, the big thing that I want to say that I've noticed that my successful members and students who are making really great progress in their business is that they are starting before they're ready. So this can mean a lot of things, really. It can mean that maybe that you're not totally comfortable in putting yourself out there to your market, to let your community know that you offer this, or to make those relationships that you know are really worthwhile and network build in your community because you know that's going to really move the needle forward in your business. And that's the shift. It really is. It's about learning what you need on time, getting a really good big picture view of what the direction you're going to, and then taking action. I'm such a big fan of taking action. Likewise, you might be hearing me on this podcast today, and you might think that's not as polished as it could be. Well, I truly believe in that mindset of done is better than perfect. Perfect doesn't exist, and you can iterate as you continue to move forward. I'm sure if you're listening to this podcast, it's tremendously more improved than the first 10 podcasts that I did. But the only way that I could get here on this particular podcast is to learn by doing. And if I had ever waited to be comfortable or perfect when I'm doing just the podcast thing, gosh knows I would probably have never started. And this is such the case with what I found when I'm building my ergonomics business. And this is what I found with members of my Accelerate program too, that perfect doesn't exist. Waiting for that website to be perfect is probably going to be a barrier for you to get started. I would make the argument that, you know, websites aren't really that required, especially when you're first getting started. I think reputation, networking, and getting your voice out there to those key players in your community is a lot more valuable, especially when you're first getting started. You might find that your idea of what your ideal client wants in your head and how you're going to present that information on a website is drastically different than what they really want. And the only way you can find out how to present this information related to ergonomic services is to get out there and start doing that and having that conversation with your ideal client. The other thing I want to talk about is that it takes time. It certainly takes time to build your marketing plan, to move forward, to iterate while you're doing this. This is where the idea of starting when you're not ready comes in again, because it can take time. Likewise, building those networks and watching them grow and adding value to your networks, how you can help your community. The same is true when it comes to business. And a lot of folks, they want to get started, build a business, and get a business revenue overnight. Well, from doing this for years and coaching other ergonomics consultants and watching them grow, quite frankly, that's a silver bullet solution. And I have never seen a silver bullet solution work that well. Of course, there's always going to be an exception to that sort of phrasing, but I find what works for me, especially when I need a quick burst of revenue into my business, it's never going to be the silver bullet. I've never got a client off a cold call when I'm trying to close something, but I have got clients off cold calls when I have wanted to build the relationship. I have offered something, a lunch and learn or something of value at no cost because I wanted to work with that client. That works much better for me personally. I know this also works for a lot of my students, rather than going for that silver bullet. That puts far too much stress on you. And that stress can be the opposite of how you get traction. So considering all those options and that building a business really takes time, and it's very similar to the analogy of growing a plant. And it is growing season, is it not? I certainly have my own seeds that are germinating, and there's a lot of stuff going on below the surface. I'm not quite sure what's going on, but am I going to go check every day, pull it out of the soil and say, why aren't you growing? Why aren't you making me fruit? Of course not. Just like a plant growing to maturity, a business takes months and months of consistent action for that change to be realized. It takes a lot of watering of plant and tending to the weeds and consistently doing that type of action for me to get a fruit. Likewise, like I said, the analogy is very similar to a business. And it all starts with starting before you're ready. There's never going to be a perfect time to get started. If you're waiting for something to be perfect, you're probably going to be waiting for a very, very long time, because that whole idea of perfection doesn't exist. And quite frankly, perfection is used as a procrastination tool by a lot of folks that I've seen over the years. It's a lot more valuable just to take that consistent action, do whatever action you think that will move your business forward to the best of your capability, whether it's to go to that networking event, develop that landing page, make those connections on LinkedIn, or connect with your old clients that you have served in another aspect of your healthcare business and connect with them again. Tell them about what you're doing. Move your business forward. Because let's face it, it's just a matter of time before someone that we know in our network or the organizations in our community, before they need service in ergonomics assessments, whether it's a workers' compensation issue, a discomfort issue, or they're just looking to get a new chair. They are going to need your expertise. The only way that they're going to know that you exist is consistent action, consistent networking, getting your word out there, making connections with those types of organizations that serve your business. And of course, if you are interested in this, I show you how to do it in the Accelerate program. I'm opening enrollment at the end of June. And one of the coolest things that I have with this is that I give you the content to grow your own marketing machine. So you're not on the hamster wheel of content production. I save you time with my monthly literature reviews and monthly infographics. In addition, I bring in experts to give you a good overall perspective of how you can add value and move your business forward. And it is all there for you. What sets really, proficient members from those who are not where they want to be is that consistent action, consistently getting out of your comfort zone and doing the necessary steps that you need to take to get to your goal. Reverse engineer where you're going. It all may sound like gibberish, but you'll definitely learn more about it when I open enrollment at the end of June 2021. I'll be doing a three-video series again, and I want to provide you so much value, whether or not you are looking to build your business with me or just try it your own. Well, until next time, everyone. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye. So if you like what you heard in this podcast episode and you want to learn more, you want to learn how other healthcare professionals are already adding office ergonomic expertise to their services and practice, I have a training for you. All you have to do is head to ergonomicshelp.com/learn-ergo. That's ergonomicshelp.com/learn-ergo, and you can get started today.